This is KUT. Prairie voles are social rodents. They live in colonies underground and display almost human-like behavior. For example, prairie vole couples are known to mate for life. But as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, new research out of UT Austin is calling into question our understanding of the creature and of evolution itself.
Prairie voles cheat, so they might be even more like humans than we thought. But scientists have known their reputation for monogamy was overstated for a while. What's new in this research is that it identifies brain differences between truly monogamous male prairie voles and the cheating kind. Steve Phelps is a professor of biology at UT Austin. He led the research.
Yeah, the brains between the males who are faithful and unfaithful definitely differed.
Specifically, how much of a certain kind of gene was found in the part of the brain dealing with spatial memory. A vole that didn't have a good spatial memory was more likely to stray.
They're more likely to go back to places where they've been beat up, that is, territories of other males, or that they're less able to keep track of their partners. And either of those things could mean that they're more likely to roam around and bump into females from other mates in the process.
So why does it matter? Phelps says his findings suggest that both social behaviors, monogamy and sexual promiscuousness, are the result of evolution. So rather than slowly leading a species towards one form of behavior,
it looks like some of that variation is actually adaptive and selection is keeping it around. And I think that is the real take-home message for me that has broader implications for how we think about what it means to have a normal brain or be a normal person.
Or prairie vole. Mose Bushell, KUT News.